Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Spunk Lube, do you need a little more slide in your glide? Visit our good friends at Spunk Lube, www.spunklube.com. And tell them Crazy Casba sent you. Put Casba in the coupon code, K-A-S-B-H, and get your 10% off each order. And we'll tell you another way before the show's over that you too can get Spunk Lube. Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. This would be episode, 16, season 2. I know it's season 2. Other than that, 16. Yeah, well, sounds good. So I'm your host with the most. I am Cole, fully equipped. And I'm here with the lovely, lovely, lovely Miss Amanda and the girls.
Hey.
And we are and we are here for your listening titillation. And if you're tuned into our YouTube channel, your viewing pleasure.
Entertainment.
We titillate in pleasure.
Okay.
We're kind of like hookers. All right. So starting right off here tonight, how we start the show? A sex story, a weird sex story. And this is a sex story the world's famous sound guy has been up my ass to get me to use. But we had other things to talk about. So here it is. So this comes to us from the New York Post from London, England. They do shit pretty weird over across the pond. Apparently, a 44-year-old unnamed woman was receiving, on the receiving end of a good solid pussy licking and some oral sex. And what happened from there is, well, that's when shit got weird. Apparently, as she was starting to orgasm, she had an aneurysm. There's nothing funny about aneurysms. But she had an aneurysm, and they think that it was caused by the orgasm. Okay, so that makes it a little bit funny. So the partner said that she went rigid for 2 to 3 minutes before the episode. And when they took her to the hospital, apparently she hadn't felt real good before they started to fool around and, and had like a nasty headache and stuff like that. But so they're actually dubbing this that the oral sex was what caused the aneurysm. Mm-hmm. So what that means is this guy is now the most popular motherfucker in London, England, and his tongue's in some sort of Hall of Fame. We should see if we could get him on the show.
There you go.
Lick your way to fame. Oh, that's what it What? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong at all.
You hold your breath. You know what? You hold your breath when you come. So this is something. This is like our public service announcement warning that we're shouting out there to people. Deep breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe
don't
out.
Cause pressure in your head.
don't overthink it. Send all hate mail to Miss Amanda.
To me.
Well, you, me, whatever. Send us mail. It's all good. So, yeah. So there you go. Have I almost ever caused you to go unconscious with incredible sex? Well, you can fucking lie here and say yes. That would be awesome. feel free to go, oh, yeah, it's been great.
There had to have been something going on in her head to begin with.
I don't care about her anymore. I want to answer the question. Maybe I don't want the answer to the question.
Would you give me a chance to speak?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's my kink.
I can't think that quickly on my feet. You probably have.
Awesome.
Well, I've had some really heavy orgasms. Remember that one where I was breathing funny afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I did. We and almost made the news. Yeah, you couldn't catch your breath and stuff.
No.
Yeah, that's right. And I did it. Fuck yeah. Ooh, ooh. I'm available for parties and rent. I don't know if rent's a problem.
Okay.
Prostitution is actually giving people money. Renting, that's a totally different ballgame. I don't know where that falls. That could be a gray area.
Well, aren't prostitutes pretty much renting their services?
They're renting their body.
Okay.
The services just come with it.
Well, there you go.
I mean, it is what it is.
It's like renting a hotel and getting a vibrating bed.
Where do you put the quarter? Where do you put the quarter?
They don't have those anymore, do they?
I don't know, but we need to find one. If you're listening,
what was the point of that?
To like cell phones and everything else. Remember, the first cell phone was this huge block that needed an antenna and a bag you had to carry with you. That would have been like the first dildo. They had to work to make it smaller.
Did people use it to relax because it was loud as hell?
No, but
or did they use it for sex?
Wait a minute. How many Holiday Inn or Quality chain hotels did you find vibrating beds in? None.
I don't know.
None. Look, no. This was like, these things were solely for like the sex trade to help them. Well, I think about it. You're old. You're trying to fucking get this young chick. You're paying her. You want it to be worthwhile. You don't have as much bounce as you used to. Put a quarter in the bed. Does it for you. I mean, everybody three blocks away can hear the jackhammer in your room. Yeah, you know, so
that thing was
out.
Loud.
You say that thing. Have you seen one? Have you used one? I've seen one.
We
put a quarter in one time. Dad let us.
Well, I think we did too, and it was loud.
It was loud. Isn't that awesome? Parents would go, yeah, you can try it out.
And then you're like, eh, okay. And then you get off the bed and it still keeps vibrating and you want it to shut off.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very much real. They were very much real. Yeah.
Yeah. Hotels had this bed in it.
Well,
and it was a vibrating.
Whoa, let's not call it a hotel. Let's call
whatever.
It a motel.
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 And it literally had a little change thing by the headboard. You put a quarter in it and the whole bed vibrated.
It would take a minute.
But it was loud.
The bed was like bouncing, going dunk, 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 dunk. And oh, yeah, it was loud.
Well, I don't know if we had one that crappy. It vibrated.
They'll leave the light on for you. Because you know what? Every hour on the hour, you had a new guest. Housekeeping wasn't really that important. Just saying. Yeah. All right. Should we answer some questions?
Sure. Okay. Go ahead. We can stop talking about the vibrating bed.
I don't know. I think we need to buy one.
Maybe they only had them for kids
buy
to
one.
Use to annoy their parents to death.
Mom, Dad, can I have another quarter? Quit
What's
playing
this
with the bed.
For? It vibrates the bed. For what?
That's what's funny about our parents. Both of our sets of parents letting us try that.
Yeah.
Okay. And someday when they find out we're swingers, they'll wonder why. Because we were playing with vibrating beds at 8 years old. Duh.
I question if maybe mine were. Yours, there's no way in hell.
No. Mine were not.
Your grandparents might be another story. Keep hearing more and more stories about the rendezvous, and it's pretty interesting.
Bow, wow. Yeah, I'm sure yours were. I'd put money on yours.
That mine were?
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Think about their Halloween costumes.
Oh, I know. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yep. At some point in time, you're... Picture something dirty you've done. Got it in your brain right now? Got it in your brain?
Uh-huh.
Now picture it. Replace you with your mom. That's hot. No.
My mom gave me a box of lingerie to keep my man happy. Yeah, keep the variation going. That's
fucking good. Maybe they were into BDSM. She needed to keep your man happy.
No, I didn't see any evidence of that. My dad's too gentle for that.
You don't know. He might have a seal killer.
My mom was way more dominant than he was.
Maybe he liked it that way. Maybe he was a sub. Maybe he had has a fucking seal killer of a penis and just slapped her silly with it. It's possible.
I was going to say I've seen it, but it wouldn't have been hard.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, you can't say shit like that on the air. It was an accident type thing.
It was because we were kids, and it wasn't forbidden, and it's a shame to have your body be seen.
Right. Well, and you're short, so that throws off your
You walk into the bathroom, and they're getting ready, and he's butt-ass naked. Okay. Don't think anything about it.
Yep, I wonder where that comes
from.
They
weren't ashamed of their body, I guess.
That sounds familiar to this household, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, our kids are scarred. As he's sitting there going, really?
No.
How many times have you seen your...
It's not scarred. It's not like I've been doing anything weird. I mean, if they would have stopped over, there's some nights if they stop over, they'll see some weird ass shit.
And they never caught us having sex.
No.
They might have heard it.
Well, they heard it because then they're like, I need new headphones. I'm tired of listening to you guys. Fuck. Okay, yeah. Well, maybe. Hey, look, it's good practice. If you moved out, motherfucker, you'd have a roommate. They'd be doing it. Just saying.
We've scarred some college kids, too.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Well, when we were in college.
Yeah. I can see your mom and dad at a 70s swinger party. Key party. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. I don't know why their mom and dad go out every Saturday night.
They went out every Friday and Saturday night.
Who's that sound like? Us? They get home late, they drink a lot, and they're tired. I don't know. Shit's wrinkled.
Yeah, they drank a lot. Mom came home with massive hangovers. I don't get them.
And he was military, so you never know.
Yeah, military. Yeah, you never know. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past
that. That's a good question. Get your dad drunk and ask him. We'll have to do that. I'll do it. I don't fucking care. I'll go for it. So how do you feel about people fucking somebody other than their spouse? Just saying. Yeah, I should call him right now. Where's my phone?
Let's not.
Quick question for you. I know you used to be a minister, but...
I know you used to be a minister.
Hallelujah.
Shit.
Anyways, well, you know, you can have multiple... I'm ordained, so I'm a minister. I'm an ordained minister and a swinger. And I preach the power of love is what I do. That's right. We could have a whole show on that.
There you go. Power of love.
You want to know how I show my love?
Fucking other people.
I spoo on you. I spoo the demons out of you. All right. Anyway, oh, yeah, questions, right? That's what we should be doing. What? Hold. I need my readers. I'm getting old.
Do not turn the phone sideways.
Please. Nope. Not going to reintroduce myself for new listeners. You got to follow into it, man. So those of you who don't know, obviously we're also taking it. We are live in front of our huge, huge Facebook page. Shh. It's a secret. Crazy Casba Facebook page. We also have Alt Casba for you kinky motherfuckers, as well as Single Casba for you single swingers. And some other stuff. He's just looking at me. We got all kinds of shit. Okay. So, anyways, so we'll take questions from there as we go. So the first question comes to us. I've been practicing talking all week. comes to us from Maryland, and she actually lives in West Virginia. See, Maryland, West Virginia. See how that worked out? Thank God she wasn't from Maryland. That would have been awkward. Maryland from Maryland. No one would believe me. Anyway,
oh, that was her name? Maryland. I thought you were saying that she's from Maryland, but she lives in West Virginia.
No.
I'm like...
Maryland lives in Virginia.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Anyways, so her question... How you know it's going to be a great show, motherfuckers?
I need a drink.
Okay, so her question was, she has on her bucket list the gangbang. Dun, dun, dun. And so, but the thing with it is she had kind of a two-part question.
Okay.
One, her significant other thinks it's dirty. And she asked, is a gangbang wrong and dirty? And number two was, if not, how do you set one up? So what I love about Marilyn's question is, I really don't think she gives two shit what the first part of that answer is. Because if you're already worried about it, then how do you go and set it up? I think that speaks volumes. I mean, go get them, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously, look, we are big on no kink shaming. It's not a kink, but no shaming on lifestyle choices.
Right.
Okay. No, a gangbang is not dirty. A gangbang is not dirty. Butt kit party is not dirty. Fucking other people is not dirty. It's not dirty, right? I mean, the overall concept of it is not dirty. So here's one of the things that Marilyn, I would say to your significant other. What's the difference between fucking five or six guys at one time or going to a house party and fucking five or six guys over the course of one night? It's more just about timing than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, a lot of people, okay, when we first got into lifestyle, you know, that concept of a gangbang seems really fucking like, what a fucking hoe, right? Seriously, we thought that. We've had this conversation.
Well, I don't know about thinking they were a hoe.
Okay, the first time someone came up to you and go, so we're in Las Vegas and we had a gangbang with 15 guys. Think back to your reaction as you turned to me blocking from the camera and went, good God.
I thought it was, well, no, maybe it was 15.
Yeah, it was like 12 or 15. It was a lot of dick.
And... there's no way, nice way to put that.
Well, then just saying, she was not what you would think of as the most attractive individual. You're not somebody you would have went, oh, porn, because again, we didn't understand the difference between porn swinging and real life swinging. Because here, again, now.
I don't know if we had actually really gotten into swinging at that point in time.
We had like one experience. We had
I think
one
we were
two.
Just camming and told us about.
Right.
So we're taking her word or his word or whoever was talking to us at the time. that she did that.
Right. We were new. We were very, very new. So the concept of a gangbang was like, ah.
We had never even been to a house party.
Yeah, we hadn't even seen that yet.
And it was just like, huh. Okay.
Okay, so, all right, I'm going to back up here. So the first thing is, though, let's do this. Again, we talk about this all the time on this show. The difference between porn swinging and real swinging. In porn swinging, what happens is there's this chick. She's like 25. She has giant fake tits, a perfect ass, right?
Uh-huh.
Super sexy hair. She goes over to this dude's apartment or something to like help show him the house or work on her taxes or some whatever you want to put in there in the skimpiest outfit. And next thing you know, there's one guy caressing and then his buddy shows up. And his other buddy, and his other buddy, and his other buddy. And the next thing you know, she's on her knees, and she's surrounded by cocks, and it's game on. Now, the place that she went to is like this super, like, multi-million-dollar house with this beautiful ocean view, perfect modern furniture. There's no shit on the floor. There's no fucking pop cans. Nobody smokes. There sure as fuck aren't any pets around, so there's not a dog biting somebody's ass. Or a cat playing with balls that are dangling around. It's the perfect scenario. That's porn gangbang.
Okay.
Now, oh, by the way, all the dudes have 10-inch dicks, are muscular as fuck, and her makeup never smears. Just saying. Okay. Now, there's real-life porn, right? Real-life swinging. This gangbang looks a little bit different. It's a gal. She's maybe in her mid-40s, whatever the case may be. She's a normal person. Maybe she's a mom, has had some kids. Maybe she's a grandma even. You never know. She's not a supermodel. She's a nice person. And maybe she's got a little extra padding in the middle, whatever, or whatever the case may be. She's a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is there's like 5, 6, 10 guys, whatever. You're in a hotel room. Okay. All the dudes have padding around the middle. There's not a muscular dude in sight. Because all the dudes are in the 40, 50s age range. And everybody's pretty respectful. And they fuck. And it looks nothing like the porn movie. It's a $59.95 a night hotel room. Okay? Because that's why you're not going to spend a lot of money just to fuck. It's got a 1973 bedspread on it. Lots of flowers. Some shag carpet. There's probably an orange or leather chair thing off in the corner. Right? That's real life swinging. So the first thing is, if you're going to do a gangbang, have realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's not dirty. What makes it dirty is how you do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't do a gangbang safe, that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So again, protection is always good. Well, look, here's the deal. I'm not going to judge whatever. Obviously, protection's there for a reason. But if nothing else, do like the porn stars do. Anybody that's going to participate, they have to be approved ahead of time. They have to be able to show you test results that are no more than 7 days old, that they're clean, that they're all healthy. You have set rules in the gangbang. Mm-hmm. It's not just a fucking free-for-all. It's not like find a hole and start sticking it in there. It doesn't work that way. Ooh, a light socket. Well, it's free. No. I mean, you have to have your rules. You have to make sure the guys know the rules. You should have a guy or a couple guys there to just make sure everything's safe, everything protection. Works right, protection. Make sure people aren't just being slobbery-ass drunk. And then you can set up a gangbang and have a lot of fun from what we've heard. We've never done a gangbang. Yet. But anyway, you can have a lot of fun with it if it's done right. And I don't think it makes it dirty.
So porn gangbangs, are they the slap around and degrade and all that stuff?
There's different levels.
Okay.
Okay, there's different levels. Okay, here's the other thing. When you throw out a term like gangbang, okay, there's purists in the sex world. The old school gangbang is damn degrading to women. Some people feel, okay, again, we're not kink shaming, but like some of them, it's like the guys are writing all over the chick, like cum slut and all this shit. She's literally just treated like this huge piece of meat and they're shooting cum all over her, and it's just, you know, and for some people, that's a gangbang. There are some women that really enjoy that and some guys that really get into that.
Okay.
Okay. And in the porn community, there is really rough, I mean, you can tune in and find rough gangbang. It's rough sex, but it's rough gangbang. And it is...
I've seen them throwing them around, and yanking them. And
yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that. Here's the thing. It doesn't have to be that way. I think a lot of times people get... they watch something on porn, and they go, well, then that must be how you have to do it. Or they have somebody tell them, well, this is how we did it, so you have to do it that way. The cool thing about swinging...
it's your party. You can do it however you want. You can fuck how you want to. So if you want just a line, instead of having a bunch of guys around you and you're having to grab dicks and suck dicks in a bunch of different orifices, you can actually just have a line.
Yeah, right. But some people have almost scheduled time. I mean, it's more like a social event. It's more 10 like
10 minutes. You're up. Next person.
Well, and they'll take breaks. And there is, you know, some gangbangs. Other women are allowed to be there. There are some that women,
for fluffers or just to participate also?
Fluffers and participate.
Okay. Like strap-ons?
Yeah, like strap-ons oral? And oral.
Okay.
There are some people that sometimes they don't want any other females there. So that all the focus, like everything else, for the person getting gangbanged, it's a position of power.
Okay.
Right? And so it is their party, and it is the way they want it to be. All the way through, it has to be the way they want it to be. So the thing is, dog farts. Woo, gotta. That's when you have pets in the studio. Wow. Anyway, so you have to take and. But you have to be clear about that. You have to make sure that the participants know and they understand. What the different rules
there
are. Go and open a pen. See, this is why, okay, this is the thing that happened in our world famous Casbah studio. We love pets.
We actually let him in here.
He's hanging out in here today.
But wow,
does he have some dog farts? So what we're doing right now, for those of you who can't see us just on the other, we actually, I keep my fingernail polish back here, and so just keep it open. So we're opening up a thing of fingernail polish to show that the smell. Now, the funny thing is the world famous sound guy, he's in the same cage with the dog, and he's dying. So this wow. Is kind of fun.
Oh.
Kind of smells like he got in the old meatballs there or something.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, make sure you don't have that happen in a gangbang. That'll clear shit out in a hurry.
Oh, my eyes are watering because of it.
So, you're literally painting so that it has on it. So, anyway, so does that make sense? I mean, we're totally off now because the dog farts through everything fucking completely for a loop.
Yes, it does make sense.
So, okay, so here's
but you can screen who you're having show
yes.
up.
Yes, and sometimes it helps to have somebody else help you do the screening.
Yes.
I mean, because, look, like on our pages, when you put out there as a female, I want a gangbang who wants to participate. Holy fucking shit.
Hang on to your ass.
Yeah. I mean, your phone is going to be going ape shit from all the people going, me. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that all the other rules with swinging still apply. You know, who can do what, who can do where you're allowed to come, where you're allowed to fuck. You know, there's a lot of people. You're not going to, they won't do anal or there's, you can come on their stomach, but not in them, but not on their face, or whatever the case may be. So the participants have a responsibility to abide by it and follow all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But the person hosting this said event, you need to be clear, no gray areas.
Yeah.
No gray areas. And again, number one, remember, always, 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 safety has to be first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big one. Me personally, and you tell me how you feel about this. Gangbang on the fly.
What about him?
Would you do it? Would you do a gangbang on the fly? I mean, we've hooked up with met a couple, had no intention, just out met a couple and ended up fucking them that night. No big deal.
I probably could.
You don't think you wouldn't have a problem with it?
As long as rules were set.
Do you think it would be more awkward to have rules set, though? If you're doing it on the fly. I mean...
No.
I think it's going to be harder to find a roving band of guys that are like, hey, so we're a bunch of buddies and we're all out tonight and we thought we'd see if we could just cruise the bars and find a chick for a gangbang.
Yeah, I don't
I mean, that's going to be kind of weird.
Does that actually happen?
Not me.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of times I've been out with the guys through the years, and never once did we stumble upon that one girl that wanted to get gangbanged. We did chase some lesbians around one time because we were offering money to put on a show. This is before we were swingers. This is before we were married, a long time ago.
I guess so.
I was not very proud of that.
You were not very proud.
Well, I was only not proud of it when they finally said, okay, yes, and followed us to our house. So we were stoked. So we followed them to their house, drove to their house, and the one gal goes in, and the other gal stands on the porch talking to us, oh, you guys are going to love this. It's going to be so great. And the girl comes out with a shotgun.
Nice.
And we're like, oh, we got to go. And yeah, there was a shotgun went off that night because she fired one barrel that night up in the air. We went ahead and said, we're just going to go ahead and leave now. But we had found them at the adult bookstore that we had paid 50 cents each to get in because you had to pay 50 cents to browse. And we found there and looking at double dildos and lesbian porn. We were drunk. It was worth a shot. We had nothing better to do. We weren't old enough to go to the bar, so we had nothing better to do. We were 20 years old. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Okay. Haven't you ever done something like that?
No.
You, never?
No, I'm a freaking angel.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
I never did anything like that. Yeah. I didn't even chase after guys.
Pussy. All right.
They chased after me.
Oh, shit. Chasing your tail. You got magical pussy. And on the magical pussy note, what a great place to take a quick halftime break. Whoop. And when we come back, we'll have another half. But until then, hey. So long. I'm going to try that again. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about editing it out. This will love this. Now a word from our second half sponsor. hey, so you need to come out and visit us at crazycasma.com, our newest website. Currently, you can find information about our shows, where we're going to be. You can listen to shows, listen to our YouTube channel, and find some of our great new merchandise. We've got custom-made harnesses, patches, and so much more. www.crazycasma.com. You can sign up to be part of our newsletter and all of our events. We can't wait to see you there. Okay, we're back because that was the biggest clusterfuck one I've ever done.
You think? Didn't you do bad.
I forgot our website.
Dumbass.
It's new. It's new and I'm excited and it's new. I know. Look at the sign. Crazy Casba. It happens. What all products do we have on there? Smart ass.
Hardly any.
Such a fucking...
He's working on it. Giving him computer issues, and yeah. We've got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a scotch.
He can stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning working on that while I go to bed.
Yeah, I can. You go use Mr. Vibrator.
Again. Do you hear it?
Every now and then. I heard when you came the other night. That was awesome.
Well, the other night. You didn't hear it last night.
Huh?
I don't think I used it last night. No, I did. Yep, right before you came in the bedroom.
Oh, no, I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Imagine that.
You'd be all sneaky and quiet. All I heard was when you choked the dog trying to move him out of the way so I get in bed. I was more excited about my new pillow.
Yes, your new pillow.
Yeah, my new pillow. Hey, you know what? It is what it is. Ooh, cough gag. See, I was so excited. I'm gagging on it. I was like, ah! I like that shit.
You like to gag on stuff?
Well, maybe. You never know. You do. Sometimes.
I don't like to gag.
Would you for a porn?
Gag?
Yeah.
Well, if they're paying me enough money, gag me all you want.
I live with you. What more do you want from me? You've taken my soul. This is a show when the divorce becomes real.
Cheesy.
Shut up.
Cheese bomb.
All right. So, okay. I'm going to hit one more thing on the gangbang. So, we have talked about it. What is the max? What is the max number?
I don't know because I've never been in that situation.
Well, here's your thing. This is like hitting the lottery. You know, what would you do if you hit the lottery? I'd buy this. What is the max number of dudes that you would... They all have to at least be decent size. So you can't count like little pickles in there that you don't count. What's the max you would do? Would you try to break the record? I think the record's like 3,686 guys in a 24-hour period. Or some outrageous number. No. Where's your cutoff point? People want to know this sort of thing.
Can you imagine how sore that would be?
She was a professional porn star, so I'm going to guess, I'm just throwing it out there, that...
So when they're rubbing it, trying to keep it harder, they putting lube on it too?
Well, either that or she was going to catch on fire. I've seen videos of this. They have, like, all the guys got to do was, like, literally, like, pump, pump. These guys were waiting in line all day and all night to get their turn.
Just for two pumps.
Yeah, so officially it was enough that officially it was in there.
And it was considered.
Right, exactly. Can you imagine how fucking lame and boring that would be?
But you participated in it.
Yeah, but here's the deal. If I'm going to get on a porn star at that point in time, I've made it that long. What do you have to lose? Once you're in there, go for the gusto. I mean, what the worst they're going to do is throw you out. I mean, or you can do two pumps and now you need shots and it's whatever. I mean, fuck that. I mean, I'm jumping on that fucking thing and you weren't supposed to, they weren't allowed to kiss her at all.
There's no time.
Well, no. Yeah, there was no dinner or she'd have been huge.
I mean, was it just a line or was she occupying other people while she was getting...
No, it was literally a line. And she was on a table and just sitting there like in a gynecologist chair. So these guys come up, just boom, boom, next. Boom, boom, next.
What fun is that? She yeah. just wanted to break a world record.
Well, I mean, she was getting paid, so I don't blame her.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, it's all the tools that were lining up. Look, I'm going to be, if I'm in this line to fuck this girl, okay, I'm going to be looking at the other people in the line. And there's going to be certain people you know, you're like, that dude's a crackhead. I need to cut in front of him. That, you know, I mean, there's going to be certain guys who are like, oh, I don't want to be behind that. And I mean, what do you talk to the dude that you're standing next to for 12 hours? So you pretty excited to stick it in? Yeah, I am too. I got all our movies. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck do you do?
I don't know what goes through y'all's mind on a normal basis, let alone.
Are you excited to stick it in? Yeah, me too. That's what goes through our mind normally. We're dudes. That's what we do.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. So, I'm sticking with this theme a little bit. I like this theme. So here's a funny thing. I've had people ask before, is there really such a thing as a reverse gangbang? So it'd be one dude and a whole bunch of chicks.
Can a guy last that long?
No. That's it. My thing is, no, there's not. I mean, yes, okay, in theory, yes, there is. But no. No, in the movies, maybe. But in real life, look, here's the deal. You're a guy. You're an average guy. You look decent, whatever. And you have 5 or 6 fucking pretty attractive chicks. It's called a harem bang. Really? Okay, so there you go. A harem bang. It's still, no. Look, you're going to get through the first two and that's it. Unless you each get one lick and one pump and you move on. There's no way. No
way.
Well,
I didn't think it was possible.
Would you be part of one of those? You're like, well, why not? Then there's girl-on-girl action. That'd be kind of fun.
Not necessarily. You're there for him.
Well, but you got to keep each other lubed up. You don't want to... Hey, look, man. Nobody wants to be the one that hops on and it goes... And the guy goes... ow. Nobody wants to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that girl. Oh, you were the girl with the dry vag. Nobody wants to have that conversation afterwards. am I wrong?
I don't know.
So you would help each other out? Help a sister out?
Sure.
Ah, la, 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 la. I'm just saying. You got to do something to keep him entertained, too. Well, I mean, whoever's fucking him should be entertaining.
I was going to say.
I don't know very many guys that can fucking pat their head and rub their stomach at the same time, let alone have a girl on their dick. A girl on each hand and, you know, and on their face. There's no way. No fucking way. That dude is going to be like, he's going to be forgetting to do something.
So I want to hear if anybody's ever had one.
Had a hair. What was it again? A harem bang?
Or a reverse game bang. Whatever.
I just want a harem.
You do?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I mean, look, says it all. Why wouldn't I? That would be fucking awesome. I mean, okay, there's specific times and it would be awesome. All right? It depends. Like, hey, I'm really hungry. And off they go. Well, I'm just saying. You know, I mean.
You're a guy.
Shopping would suck. I hate shopping. Having a group of them to take shopping? Fuck that.
You wouldn't be involved.
You'd be straight.
Someone to go shopping with.
If we could afford that. yeah, a bunch of catty bitches. Yeah, that's what I want is a bunch of cat fights. Yeah. No, I'm out. I wouldn't take him shopping. I wouldn't want to do that. That would kill me. It would be fun for like 2 or 3 days. And then the new would wear off really quick.
No, you'd probably enjoy it for the first week or two.
Look, there'd be a while it'd be even hot watching them argue and fight and bitch at each other naked. That would be hot. And
who said anything about being naked?
It's my harem. I can do whatever the fuck I want. The thing is after that, after the new wears off, it's like, you know what? Put your clothes on and shut the fuck up. Because here, well, I mean, seriously, think about this. You'd do the same thing if you had a bunch of fucking beefcake guys. Eventually, you'd be like, okay, I can only touch your abs so many times. Just clean the shit and get it done. You want to tell me that's not the truth? Would you... What would you have your cabana boys doing?
Pampering.
Pampering. Driving shit around. I'm hungry. You want to tell me you don't want to see some fucking buff Chippendale dancer type dude grilling up fucking making your favorite dish naked but an apron in the kitchen? You wouldn't want to see that?
Yeah, that could be kind of fun.
Oh, fuck that. I ain't feeding them. but it would get old after a while. After a while, you'd be like, you know what? Quit shaking your dick in my face. Just fucking go do the laundry. I mean, you know it would be. It is what it is.
So later, we're going to do this role play.
Oh, fuck.
And this, said massages.
Who are we bringing in?
Okay. So later on, we'll do some role play, and you can be my cabana boy.
No. See, we could do that, and that would sound like a great time and all. But I thought we were going to bring in a group.
Well, you need practice.
The fuck I do? I was employee of the month around this house last month. There's a sign on the refrigerator that says I was. Hey, for everybody that doesn't know, this is what I do full time. So I also do, like, cabana boy stuff, but I'm dressed.
You bring me drinks?
Well, no. Look, you're not home. Hey, look, you got to earn some of this shit. Ouch. See, this is... look, here's the deal. I'll do better at doing that. Number one, you don't want to see me in a Speedo. I own mirrors.
I've seen you naked.
I know. And you know what? For short periods of time, it's really fun and hot.
I came across that picture of you in underwear.
Oh, well, exactly. And for short periods of time, it's really hot. That wears off after about 30 minutes. And that's kind of, well, you know, why don't you go ahead and fucking, you know, put some clothes on there, Fatty McGee.
I have never
I know
said
you've never
that.
Said it, but I've looked in the mirror and I've thought to myself, like, dude, I need to get a shirt on. Okay. As much as I wish I'd, look, I'm not going to open a beverage of, I'm not going to, fuck it, I'm going to say it, I don't care. Nobody else cares. I'm not going to open a Pepsi and have women flocking to their fucking office windows to watch me drink it without a shirt on. Okay. It is what it is, and I know that. So, yes, I'll happily start serving you drinks because the drunker you get, the more weird, crazy shit you'll do. Oh, yeah. Didn't think about that, did you? I will say this. Watching you with fucking 5 cabana boys for the first time and a bottle of fucking Tennessee Fire, those little boys aren't going to know what the fuck hit them. They're going to be coming out looking like they came out of a cage match.
Once again, I have a halo.
Yeah, but that's going to get old after a while. You would need something new.
Then you find something new to do with them. Like re-roof my damn house.
Okay, I don't know if the neighbors are going to let you have your cabana, your harem of cabana boys.
Really?
Naked.
That could be a lot of fun to watch. And then I could get a little whip, and then...
Oh, geez. We are not role-playing any of this shit.
I could... flog on the ass while they're up on the roof and go, come on, work harder. Come on, come on, come on. Faster, faster.
Okay,
faster.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying is that we each get to go get a harem? Practice. I mean, I'm into trying to doing this. If we want to see this summer, we here's the deal. We need to find, what's the age limit going to be?
What's the age
what's
limit?
What's the age?
Oh, Jesus.
No, we're going to get this on. See, this is going to be so we know for sure. Because I'm not going to do this, and they'll be like, you broke the rule. No, motherfucker, we got this on tape. 26 and up.
For girls?
I'm a little more open. I'm a little more open-minded than that. I think 21-year-olds need jobs, too. No, okay.
What's
your
job title? Cole's bitch.
Cole's bitch. What age could I have for girls?
I don't care.
Okay, perfect. We've got that on tape. Sound guy, do not fuck up the recording of this. Okay, so Okay. So what age, guys? I don't care. You can go whatever.
Oh, 30 to...
I gotta go with all these old people. Okay.
That's old?
So 30 and up.
30's old.
It's going to be older than my hair. I'm going to be... I'm shooting for an average age of 23. Anyone? Because
you're
a
dude.
Yes, I am a dude. So, okay. So, you're going to... So, how many do we get? How many can we go out and find?
Yeah, stick with five.
Five. So, we each get five.
Sure.
We each get five. No rules.
I didn't say that.
Okay, well, what are the rules?
I don't know.
There are... No. We're going to make sure... We've got an audience that wants to know, so we can report back on this. Number one, I got to figure out how I'm going to find five of these people. Anyway, so I say no rules. We can't... I mean, what... Seriously, what rule would we have now that if it was an individual cabana boy
because
or harem
girl? Because you want so young.
Oh, Jesus.
How about no children?
Oh, well, yeah, no, okay.
Do you want children?
No.
Do you want more?
No.
Do you want to start over?
No, okay.
I didn't think so.
Okay, so fine, yes. No knocking up one of the... I don't know. I'm good that way. Okay, fair enough. And they can't have kids, is that what you're saying? We're not going to have their kids here living with. That'll kill all the mode.
No, I meant in terms of...
Making more, yeah,
making
no.
babies.
No.
Well,
no.
I mean, the process of making spawn.
But not, no.
But actually, like...
No, I'm cool with that. I'm good with
having that. Having that impregnating...
Yeah, there will be no turker-basting thing happening here at all. Okay? So that's fair enough. I don't have one with you or with the dudes. I really don't. Don't expect me to do what they do. That's pretty much the only rule I... Don't expect me to look like they do, and don't expect me to do what they do.
You're not going to be part of it?
Well, somebody's got to run the video cameras. How else are we going to have that videotape out for people to watch and see? Fans want to know.
I could probably get some shit done around this house.
No shit. Here's what's really fucking pathetic and sad.
You're thinking sex. I'm thinking project.
I'm actually thinking the same way, because my thought was, boy, we can get the laundry done. We're both sitting here. We've reached a point in our marriage where if we had the opportunity to have 10 people, 5 for you, 5 for me, that we can do whatever we want with, both of us, first thing we start thinking of is projects that we need done in the house that they could do. Okay, that's fucking wrong. Neither one of us is like, okay, we're going to be naked for 2 weeks straight. That never even went through either one of our minds. Not at all. Nope. I mean, so that's wrong.
Okay, taking them out one time would be kind of fun.
You're
surrounded by these 5 men.
Are they going out on leashes? The temptation.
No,
you hadn't thought of that.
No, because I'm not. For fun.
Just
maybe
for
just to get heads to turn, or maybe to get people's reactions. I probably would, but I wouldn't do it constantly.
I think we take them to a family gathering.
Oh Jesus!
I think we show up in 2 minivans and take them to family gatherings.
Who are all these? This is my harem. They're family. Feed me grapes.
Would you let them feed you grapes? Would you do that just one time? Just for shits and giggles, have these guys like feeding you grapes and occasionally dropping a penis in your mouth. Ooh, that's not don't chew that one. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a ball.
I think you'd be able to tell the difference.
I don't.
Big difference.
Oh, it depends on, are you going to interview them? Would you interview the people? I think we'd have to have
interviews.
Well,
I have to know what their skill set is.
Okay, so we're actually... So it's going to be a couple of months.
I mean, I know some people like construction work. I don't know if you'd be part of a harem. But, you know, construction workers, that'd be good because I can get the roof done. Maybe some projects around the house to make it look a little bit better. Maybe a landscape dude because the landscaping needs some attention. I want this little nook of privacy in my backyard.
I feel kind of shitty. We're going to eat good.
I need someone to drive me around so they have a clean driving record.
Okay, so our interviews are going to be way different. I have a feeling your interview process is going to be a little bit different than mine. I think mine's going to be a lot more fun, but at the end of the day, your harem is probably going to win over mine.
Because I can still have fun with them.
Well, and not necessarily. You're going to work them to death. They're going to be fucking exhausted.
Oh, I give them a reason to work.
Now the inner slut comes out. Do-do-do-do-do. See, now you're getting into it. Now you're thinking about it.
Possibly.
Possibly. So, should we start this like May 1? When exactly are we going to start the interview process? Hmm. That's all I get. Wow. Yeah. So, here's the deal. If you would like to possibly be a part of Miss Amanda's boy toy group and or my harem, you need to let us know right away. We'll need pictures. Amanda will need a whole resume in your job history. I just need pictures, and you know, that we'll go from there.
Possibly,
yeah. So really, I just now figured it out. I just figured it out.
What?
What you actually want is the village people.
Oh Jesus!
You want the skill set of the village people. They've got a construction worker.
They don't necessarily need to be gay.
Hey, it's whatever.
Because if they don't want women, what's the point?
But they're a construction worker. You've got
they dressed in costume.
You've got the inner piece with nature. Ooh. You've got
the police officer
for your safety. See, you just need the village people. Now I know my harem's gonna win. Mine's gonna rock. Yeah,
and gonna wear and, little genie outfits or what?
And we'll know that your harem will stay the fuck away from my harem.
That's gonna be the trick.
Well, not if they're gay. It won't, because you can get all the projects done you want, but then I'll be fine.
True.
Actually, no, that'll be fun, because then we can just turn them loose. It'll be like Mortal Kombat, but with sex. Fight! And we just sit there and watch. Yeah. This shit's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to start this shit. May 1, send your applications in right away. That's what we need to do. I hope we get all kinds of pictures being sent to us. This is going to be funny.
I already have an electrician that's volunteering.
Oh, Jesus. That's great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, here. Okay, wait a minute. When you think through, as I'm sitting here thinking of the people that you've named off, or the professions you've named off.
Uh-huh.
You've already had sex with the electrician. You've already had sex with a construction worker.
A couple of them.
Yeah. Great. So you can get external or internal framing done.
Yes.
Yeah, you could pretty much. Your harem's already built.
Police officer.
A police officer for protection. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't done an Indian that I know of.
No, but you've done an architect to design your
to
space.
Design this space. Yes. An accountant to fund it.
To help manage it. This is awesome. Yeah. Well, you've just... Aren't you going to be a hit on, like, career day? We should do that. We should get,
yeah,
like,
but
badges.
Is my harem just men? Or can it be
I don't
a
care.
Couple
Look,
of females in there, too?
Jesus.
There's a hairdresser. And there's a pastry chef. It's what, I'd be so fat.
It's whatever you want. I'll be healthy because I'll have a bunch of nurses.
Oh, I had a nurse too.
Somehow or another, this is taking away, and it's going to end up being that, like, you're going to have like 50 people in your little group. You could have like a job fair, for Christ's sakes.
Can I come over to your harem to have fun?
What? There's going to be like 3 of us there. I don't, at this point in time, you're taking all of them, you fucking slut. So yeah, sure. Okay. Whatever. Now I'm just going to be the one conducting interviews and making sure payroll gets made on the harem club for you. Neat. Oh my Lord. Okay, well that was a good idea. It went fucking south in a hurry.
It didn't go south.
Not for you.
It didn't go south for you either.
How do you figure? I'm looking for college girls with daddy issues is what I'm looking for. And it's almost the end of the school year.
So then they'd be willing to take orders on cooking you stuff.
Right. But
and doing your laundry.
But for interviews to get these types of girls, I need to rent a Corvette, which I don't have. So I'm going to have to rent a Corvette. I'm going to have to, you know, get a whole lot of Monopoly money. To take and make the $1 bill wad look way fatter than it really is.
Well, that can happen.
It's going to be pricey. Yeah, whatever. Have you fucked anybody with a Corvette that could borrow their Corvette? You got to stop and think about it.
I almost did, but I didn't.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. Well, something that, we'll have to think about that, because anybody out there with a Corvette to help me get my harem, I need to borrow that. It needs to be clean. Black or red, please.
Black or anyway. Red. Be specific.
Well,
my
I'm
gosh.
Just saying. All right. So this is a great place to...
we're out of time because
of time.
We've been babbling
about harems.
About harems. Because why not fantasize?
It's like hitting the lottery.
See, a game bang turns into a harem. There you go.
Sex lottery. Gotta win it. All right. So we would like to take this opportunity again to thank our sponsors, Spunk Lube. Keep it wet, sliding and gliding. You've always got a friend in Casba, KSBH, in the coupon code for a 10% discount. And also our brand new website ourselves, www.crazycasba.com. Come check out all the merchandise. Check out our sponsors. Check out some of the other shows we listen to. Be a part of the madness. Be a part of the craziness at crazycasba.com. All right, you're going to want to make sure you go visit our YouTube channel and subscribe. We've got some exciting new features getting ready to roll out, and you're going to want to be a part of those. So go to www.youtube.com/C/Casba, KASBH. And if you like what you hear, visit our Patreon, www.patreon.com/crazy, KRAZY, Casba, KASBH. And you can also follow us on Twitter. That would be @TruthCrazy. You can follow us on Instagram at Crazy, KRAZY _ Casba, KASBH. Don't forget to sign up on our YouTube or on our Facebook page, which would be Crazy Truth. And you can always send us emails. We love your emails at Crazy, KRAZY .Casba, KASBH @gmail.com. And don't forget, everybody needs some Crazy Truth merch. That's right. We've got merchandise. Go to teespring.com/stores/crazy, KRAZY -truth. So until next time, doing it the only way I know how and the only way we want to, Casba style out.
Bye.